Okay, my friends, it's Christmas time with Olivia today. We've read her other books about going to the ballet and being a spy. And today we are going to read about how she helps with Christmas. Are you ready? That's a maybe. That's a did-did. Okay. Did-did. Today's story is read by Mommy and love it. So buckle up, you guys, and ho, 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 off we go. 'Twas the day before Christmas. Olivia and her family had been out all morning, busy with last-minute shopping. Olivia was exhausted, yet there was still so much to do. Olivia told her father and Ian to put up the tree so she could help her mother with William's lunch. It looks like maybe William is another baby. Okay. Olivia, what are you feeding him?
Blueberry pie.
Oh, darling, that's going to make him sick.
Whoops.
Babies don't eat blueberry pie, do they?
Mm-mm.
No, babies usually have milk, right? Or baby food. But the blueberry pie ends up all over the floor, doesn't it? Oh, Olivia. By 4 o'clock, Olivia was getting impatient.
Sweetheart, Santa won't be here for hours, said her mother. Now, wipe that soot off your snout and help me untangle these lights.
Her nose is her snout, right? The same thing, nose and snout. Okay. And it's got soot on it because she's been sticking it in the fireplace, right? But here she goes, trying to untangle Christmas lights, which might be the most complicated and difficult thing to do on the planet. It's right up there with quadratic equations. But finally,
Mommy!
She calls for help, and her mom says, Darling, it's much easier if you plug them in first. There! Isn't that better? And finally, the tree was trimmed. 5 p.m. Santa watch. No Santa. Rain. Olivia wanted to be even more of a help.
Mommy, may I set the table for Christmas Eve dinner?
Oh, how polite she is. Saying, may I? My goodness, I would be incredibly impressed if I was her mother.
Oh, yes, Olivia. That would be very helpful, she says.
Which I think it is.
Why, that's beautiful, darling. Where did you find that perfect little tree?
Oh, dear. What has she done?
She cut off the top of the Christmas tree.
She did cut off the top of the Christmas tree. Oh, Olivia. Sweetheart, what are you doing with a saw? Good grief.
Would you like to help me build a fire, Olivia?
Daddy, what could you be thinking? Do you want to cook, Santa?
Oh, that's right. You shouldn't put a fire in the fireplace if Santa's going to come down it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. No, believe it or not, Santa has flame reduction suit power. So when he comes down the fire place, he doesn't actually get hurt by any of the fires. You could have a roaring fire going and he would be just fine. So 7 p.m. Santa watch. No Santa, but no rain. So at least we're getting a little bit better. After dinner, the family gathered to sing carols. Softly they started. Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains. Olivia always lets go for the chorus. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Gloria!
Wow, that was loud. Yeah, it's part of the song. Finally, the most important task of the night, leaving treats for Santa Claus. Olivia said,
now it's time to wait.
And her mother said, now it's time
for bed.
That's right, Olivia. You better go, girl. And, uh-oh, Santa's in for a big surprise because the dog got to his treats. But Olivia wasn't at all sleepy. She tossed and she turned. First she was hot, then she was cold, then she heard something on the roof. Could it be Santa? Ah, she looks, opens her window and looks up. What was it?
It was just a raccoon.
Yeah, it was just a raccoon. Oh well, one can dream. It seemed she would never get to sleep until she woke up and saw it was morning. Olivia ran to get her brothers. Noiselessly, they crept down the stairs and...
Oh, snow!
Snow! Oh, the front yard and all the trees are covered in a thick blanket of white, perfect snow and...
Presents.
Presents. Magical, beautiful, gift-wrapped perfection. And...
stockings.
That's right. And look! Cried Olivia.
Santa ate all the cookies and milk.
Never mind the fact that their dog is burping behind them.
Burp.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Now, friends, this book has pages that open up, and when they do, we can see all three of the children ripping into their presents, can't we? And the mom says to them, "Now, children," said Olivia's mother, "finish your breakfast, and then you can open your presents under the tree." Too late. And even the baby is on the move. And the dad says, "It looks like someone just learned to walk." Because, oh boy, on Christmas morning, there's nothing that can get in the way of that joy. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Some of Santa's offerings were better than others. Pajamas. But skis. Yes. A sweater. A sled. Yes. Booties. Maracas. Now that's a gold mine. The children thanked their parents for a wonderful Christmas, and Olivia announced,
"Now I have a present for you. It's a self-portrait. Won't it be beautiful over the fireplace?"
It is a huge drawing, painting. Huge painting. It's easily the size of, taller than both of her parents.
"Well,"
said Olivia,
"I think I'll hit the slopes."
And that's what people say when they go skiing. And so up and down and splat. She didn't get very far. So now she's trying. Oh, her brother's got the sled and he goes out and has a wonderful time. And she gets frustrated and looks at him and says,
"Skiing takes more practice."
Because it's true. Skiing is a sport. And in order to be good at any kind of sport, well, really, in order to be good at anything, you must what? Practice it. Yeah, you must practice it. Olivia and Ian worked all afternoon to make a snowman, and Olivia dressed it. Oh, it looks like a pretty good snowman, too. That evening, Olivia finally allowed her father to build a fire. Family sat and warmed their trotters while Olivia's mother brought them some steaming mugs of hot soup. Soon it was time for bed, but Olivia wasn't at all sleepy. Or so she said. But before the lights were even out, she fell into a deep, dreamless slumber. Well, not quite dreamless, because in the picture it looks like she has seen the Nutcracker, and she's got candy canes and nutcrackers and toys, and she is dancing as the Sugar Plum Fairy across the stage in the ballet. What a wonderful dream, and what a great way to end a story. And that, my friends,
is, in fact, the
end.
End!